You are watching the best of Texans Late Night, and it's our pleasure to have you here. We're in the fan cave here at NRG Stadium, where we've been all season long giving you this program, and no live audience tonight, okay? We're just going with the kind of quiet setting to just get the point across that we want to get to some of our best of material.
It feels very quiet here without the fans.
Yeah.
We've had them all along cheering, but no player guests this week. We're showing you, like Mark said, the best of. This next clip, Kendrick Lewis joined us during the season, but really fit in well with that DB group. He talks about the nickname he got, how close he is with them, and the pick six that he had gotten just the week before at Indianapolis. Take a look.
K-Lou, as they call you, right?
Yes.
Everybody in the defensive backfield has a nickname, huh?
Yes.
I mean, it's K-Lou, K-Jack, J-Joe. Who else? Who
am I? Swag, yeah. D-Man, Missile. We call him D-Man or Missile.
What would I be? MV? No? Bandy? I don't know.
Vanderback?
Yeah,
know.
Something like that.
Were you K-Lou before you got here? Or did
yeah.
they make you K-Lou?
No, I was K-Lou before I got here.
Okay.
Yeah, some people, like in KC, they used to call me Clue.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Short for K-Lou. So it was a mixture of both.
It fits right in with K-Jack and everybody
yeah.
else. I thought maybe they gave you that nickname
yeah.
when you got here. But
K-Lou.
You brought your own.
Yeah.
All right. I
got to mention his teammates. You're wearing a hat, and
yeah.
it looks like Kareem Jackson's hat.
That's K-Jack hat.
K-Jack's hat from the store.
Yeah.
yeah.
From the Go Texas
favorite,
store.
Yeah, definitely one of my favorite hats. He had about four of them that he gave to us, and I wore this one 10 times already.
Well, nice little plug.
We always talk about how you guys are so close as a group. You know, the O-linemen are close. You guys are close. You guys are incredibly close. You stick together.
Absolutely, man. Whatever it is, whether it's us being rebels of just being together,
yeah.
we always do everything together. If we're going to get in trouble, we're going to get in trouble together. If we're going to get hollered at by our coach, we're going to get hollered at together. And that's just sort of our mentality on and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the bonding that we have with each other. And it's been great.
Absolutely.
One thing that you did not get in trouble for was your amazing play in Indianapolis, the pick six, the touchdown. Obviously not the end result we wanted, but your emotions in that play and afterwards.
It was just a great feeling, you know, to do that, to be able to help our team, you know, put points on the board, to get some momentum on our side. It was just fantastic. But I got to give credit to our front, you know, looking at the play, I didn't see that. I didn't got all kind of videos from it. It just – everything played its part, whether it's us showing our blitz, whether it's Swag and all those guys down there showing luck that we're blitzing, that we're coming, and those guys popping out at the last minute, making it, allowing me to get a good break and get a good read on it to make the play on the ball. All that had to work in order for me to make that play, and I just commend those guys for doing their job.
You know, we talked about how close the defensive backs are as a group versus the offensive linemen, and let's get you into more trouble with Dwayne Brown now. Which group is more close, is closer, in your opinion?
Oh, I think it's tough. I don't know.
Yeah.
O linemen.
Yeah. And now you're in trouble with the
DBs. Like,
see how
DBs.
I did that?
You know what? Because I think, didn't we have a game of this earlier? And Kareem played the game.
Yes.
He missed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm purely going off of statistics here.
Right.
So it's a mathematical guess. It's,
yeah.
It's really not my opinion.
Well, there are more of them, too, you see. I think.
And
you know, when you add up all the practice squad guys and everything.
Yeah,
so you have that. All right, that's going to do it for the Best of Texans Late Night. Thank you for the whole season. You've been awesome to work with.
It was a pleasure. A lot of fun. And, you know, some of the crazy gifts that we gave players, I hope they really use them this offseason. Like Shane with his cooler and
Ryan Fitzpatrick with his beard grooming
kit. Beard envy.
Yeah, beard envy. Good stuff. Anyway, we'll be back next week with Texans 360. New show every week of the offseason. Watch it on Saturday nights right here on ABC 13. Thanks a lot for watching. It's Texans Late Night, the best of.